With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrats failed to advance a border security bill in the Senate, losing by a vote of 43-50. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says Democrats are simply playing a political game.
Today is not a bill. Today is a prop. Today is a political messaging exercise. Today is an opportunity to be able to have a vote that's sitting out there so people can send fundraising emails out later tonight and say, look, I tried to do something when no work was actually done to try to get something done and completed and passed today.
House is passing legislation barring the Federal Reserve from issuing digital currency. The measure passed almost completely along partisan lines, Republicans voting in favor. Republicans, including former President Trump, have been concerned about potential government misuse of digital currency and lack of privacy. Also at SRNnews.com, Iowa residents are picking up the pieces after deadly tornadoes that cut a wide swath through their state. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds tells WOI-TV rescue crews, even volunteers, are making good progress cleaning up damage from Tuesday's tornadoes.
I was on the ground yesterday, and I can't even tell you the amount of debris that has been collected and hauled off. In some of those streets, it looked like a different place. You couldn't even see what was left of the homes in a lot of the areas, and especially the downtown area where so many homes were impacted, right next to the hospital. Tremendous progress there as well.
National Weather Service officially confirms it was an EF2 tornado that ripped through the central Texas town of Temple Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the twister had winds of 120 miles an hour. About 30 homes and businesses were destroyed, with up to 200 others damaged. No fatalities, but there were over 30 injuries reported, most of them minor. Temple's in Bell County. It's between Waco and Austin. This is SRN News. Very few Christians are involved in prison ministries.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, only 25% of Protestant churchgoers have ever served in an outreach to men and women behind bars. The vast majority of respondents say they are in favor of prison ministry, but most don't actually participate. However, the survey also finds that most believers want to embrace the incarcerated. 77% say they would be happy to attend church with someone who had been in prison, and roughly two-thirds would welcome a formerly incarcerated individual as a friend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's high courts upheld a rule requiring companies with health insurance plans to cover what it calls medically necessary abortions. The decision from the Court of Appeals comes after a lawsuit from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany and other religious groups. They argue the policy's exemption for religious employers is too narrow and would force some businesses to violate their religious freedoms. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has upheld a Republican-drawn congressional district in South Carolina, reversing a lower court that had declared its boundaries unconstitutional gerrymander. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the report.
In a 6-3 ruling along ideological lines, the justices signed off on a design that bolsters the GOP's tilt of Republican Nancy Mace's first district. It aids Republicans in holding on to the seat for the future, though their maps were already being implemented for this year's election regardless of the Supreme Court's ruling. The high court's conservative majority rejected arguments that the design impermissibly shifted some 30,000 black Charleston-area voters to a different district. A three-judge panel had found race was the predominant factor in the new design, ruling it a racial gerrymander in violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Republican state lawmakers insisted the boundaries were changed because of politics, not race, and appealed the decision to the Supreme Court. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.